For I am come to set a man at variance. What does variance mean? At disagreement, at quarreling. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's foes shall be they of his own household. And people will be like, well, this person's, that's their son, and he's attacking them. And I'm thinking to myself, that's what the Bible says! That's what it says! I mean, literally, Jesus says, hey, don't be surprised when a man is at variance against his father, or a daughter against her mother, or the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And don't be surprised when a man's foes shall be they of his own household. And people get surprised by these things. And let me tell you something. There's no new thing under the sun. I mean, Absalom was a long-haired rebel in the Old Testament who rebelled against his father. And you know, I know about a long-haired Absalom rebelling against his dad right now. And people were like, well, I mean, that's his son. He has to be right. Was Absalom right? Look at the story of Absalom and David and tell me who was the man of God in that story. Who was right in that story? And you say, well, there's this little pebble of truth that Absalom might have had. Well, listen to me. Absalom might have had a little pebble of truth to begin with, but he took it too far. He went too far. And in the story, Absalom's the bad guy. David's the good guy. No one's saying David's perfect. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. But it's real clear who God stands with. And today people get these ideas and they're like, well, I'm just shocked that, well, do you read the Bible? Because you have Absalom coming up against his dad. Jesus is saying a man's foes shall be they of his own household. Go to 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. Look at verse 18 real quickly. And this stuff really pisses me off. Well, you know what? Let me just explain something to you, okay? It's always interesting to me how somebody gets some beef against a pastor, and they're like, I need to go expose a pastor. I need to go tell all these stories about how they're so wicked. And then they're just like, let me find the most faggoty, transvestite, disgusting person, and let me tell them their story. You know, why do you have to find some tranny to tell your story to when you decide, oh, okay, my ally needs to be a filthy faggot? You've told me everything I need to know. I know everything I need to know about you, because you think if I got in a beef with some of my pastor's friends and I just had some problem with my pastor's friend, I felt like this really needs to be dealt with, I need to expose this. You think Pastor Menez is going to go find some man dressed like a woman, a man with makeup on and fingernails that are painted, some filthy faggot? Let me go tell him the story, because that tells me everything I need to know about you. You're finding the enemies of God. You're finding reprobates, wicked atheists to bring your story out. I've heard enough. I know what I need to know. 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. And then these whiny babies, they're just like, my mom's really mean. My dad's mean. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says that you should not raise your hand against the Lord's anointed. Amen. And you can take that clip and take a lot of context. Oh, you're saying that there's some God. No, here's what I'm saying. Is that God has chosen some authority figures in your life. And until God removes those authority figures, that's your authority. Amen. Until Saul was removed by God, David says, whether we like it or not, that's the king. And you know, you men need to stop talking crap about your boss, because that's the Lord's anointed in your life as far as your work is concerned. You say, well, he's lazy, he's stupid, I don't like him. Then get another job and get another boss and get another Lord's anointed. But until you do so, stop putting your hand against him. You're a wife and you're like, I'm going to rebel against because my husband's an idiot, my husband's lazy. Well, nobody made you marry him. And until he's dead and you can go marry somebody else, he's the Lord's anointed. That doesn't mean he's godly or special. It just means that's who God chose. And let me let you know a little secret. That's who you chose. You say, my mom. You know that God, you can make the argument. You can make the argument, no, God didn't choose my spouse. I chose my spouse. Okay, idiot. You didn't listen to your pastor. That's why you made that mistake. Whatever. But can anybody make the argument that's not the father and the mother that God chose for you? And here's the thing about authority. You know what God says? God says that you need to submit to your authority. And here's what he doesn't say. And look, I'm going to give you an example. This isn't about parents, but it doesn't matter because it's just about authority in general. 1 Peter 2:18, servants, be subject. That word subject means submit to your masters with all fear. Only to the good and gentle. Is that what it says? Servants, submit to your masters with all fear. Only to the good and gentle. That's not what it says. You know what it says? Not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. The froward means they're difficult to work with. They're not nice, whatever. You know, if you're going to sit here and say, my mom wasn't nice to me, my dad wasn't nice to me. You know, the Bible says that you're supposed to just submit to your authority whether you think they're nice or not. And the fact that you go talk to some transvestite tells me that you're a little bit of a pansy. And you don't even know. You know, anyway, go to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 6. Look, this stuff pisses me off. Because then people get this idea like, well, no, I mean, I would submit to my boss if he was smart, but he's an idiot. No, you're an idiot. You're rebellious. You're not right with God. Well, I would submit to my husband if he was bad. Nobody made you marry him. I'm not saying your husband's not an idiot, but you're a bigger idiot for marrying them, and you should submit to... It doesn't say, wives, submit to your husbands if they're good. If they take you on dates. If they buy you stuff on Valentine's Day. It doesn't say that. It says, wives, submit to your husbands, period, end of story. And of course it says, husbands, love your wives. Of course it tells masters to be good to their servants. Of course it says, fathers, rebuke not your children, or it says, provoke not your children to wrath. Of course it says those things. But it doesn't say, this is what upsets me, is that I get up and I preach, hey, dads, provoke not your children to wrath, and then you got little teenagers saying, well, I don't have to submit because pastor said that you're provoking me. The Bible says you're supposed to submit, period. End of story. Ephesians 6, look at verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord if they're nice to you. Is that what it says? Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. And here's why it really pisses me off. Because I know people, in fact, I'm thinking of an individual right now, that I know extremely well, and they've actually lived in an actual abusive home. I mean, if you heard their story, like, they actually have not trauma like, well, if you know, not everybody would agree that what I went through is trauma. No, if you heard this, everyone would agree. That's trauma. That's traumatic. Wow, I can't believe you grew up in that home. But you know, this individual is a good Christian. And you know what this individual does? Forgives, loves, honors their parent. And then some stupid little punk gets up and says, I got spanked a little too hard. Well, you know what? I got spanked pretty hard too. And both my mom and dad are here. And I got spanked pretty hard. And you know what? I'll even say, God bless them. I got spanked sometimes and I didn't deserve it. And you say, well, Pastor Renes, what do you say about that? You know what I say about that? I love my mom. I love my dad. I praise God for my parents. I praise God that I had parents that loved me enough to spank me. Yeah. And here's what the Bible says. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. I want you young people to look at this verse. It's the first commandment with promise. What's the promise? Here's the promise. That it may be well with thee. And that thou mayest live long on the earth. You know what God literally says? If you do not honor your parents, he says, if you honor your parents, I'm going to bless you, and it's going to go well with you, and you're going to live long on the earth. And look, you take this for whatever you want. I actually believe the Bible. And don't be surprised if you see these punks that rebel against their parents with their long hair and their little videos, if you see them die or worse, because let me tell you something, there's worse things than death. Because God said that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. And nowhere in the Bible does it say, honor your parents if they're nice to you. Honor your parents, obey your boss if he's good and gentle. No, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the forward. And Saul was a really bad king. And David said, I'm not going to touch the Lord's anointed. And what he meant by that is, that's who God chose. That's who God chose as a king.